Kieran Murray is now in the studio with me, going to give a tribute to Chris Bailey, who sadly passed away. Chris was a teacher at St. Paul's, Raheny.
Chris was a friend of mine, and he'd been teaching in St. Paul's, I think, since probably the early mid-80s, that kind of time. So he's very well known down there, and he passed away quite suddenly after a short illness. Lived down on Collins Avenue, and a very well-known man locally too. A big Shells fan, and often seen maybe in the Goose Tavern after a Shells game. But I particularly knew Chris as a Gaelgeoir, as an Irish speaker, and he was very active in an organisation called Co-Luder, and that was an organisation for people who were raising their children through Irish at home outside the Gaeltacht, and that's how we met him. And he was a kind of a curious Gaelgeoir, because he wasn't interested in GAA, or he didn't belong to that part of the world where people might think Irish speakers do. He was very much outside of that. As I said, he was much more into Shells and rugby and things and that. But he was a great character. He was a very kind of he's a very modest man, a very gentle man, but very intelligent behind that. And I particularly liked Chris had a great deal of time for children, and he was a kind of a cards fanatic. And he had a whole range of card tricks, and he was great with riddles and puzzles. He was a curious character in that way. And he was renowned for his corny jokes as well. He was a bit of a genius when it came to the corny joke. But for his many years in St. Paul's, he was known for running the chess club, among other things. And he was a big rugby fan, and he ran the rugby team there as well. And it was mentioned that one of the very few times that St. Paul's beat Belvedere at rugby is when Chris was very involved. And of course, he was head of the Irish language department in St. Paul's for a long time. And he did a lot to promote the Irish language with I suppose at this stage, nearly generations of boys coming through St. Paul's. So it was just nice to mention that he was such a character, and as a man still in his 50s, he was quite a sudden loss, particular to his wife Fiona and his daughter Shifra. And he'll be sorely missed, I think, by St. Paul's, by the Irish speaking community as well, who knew him well, and by many of the residents down around Collins Avenue who would have known him well too.
Yeah, by the sound of things, I think you knew him quite well yourself.
Oh yeah, I did. Yeah, he's a lovely fella, and it's quite a shock to lose him. And as I said, for a man to go like that in his 50s, it's far too early.
In his 50s, yeah, very, 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 very sad. Yeah. My condolences, Kieran.
So Shine, or Yesh Day, Grow, Anam Dealish.
Okay, Kieran, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Johnny.
All the best. That was Kieran Murray giving us a tribute to Chris Bailey, a teacher who was at St. Paul's Raheny for quite a number of years. Very sad situation.